What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Welcome back. On this segment, we're going to talk about the train wreck that is Blade. So Blade is going to be a part of Marvel Phase 5, and it's not looking good. It's not looking good. Switching directors, there's issues with the writing, delays with the film. Yeah, I think their issue is that trying to live up to the original is a daunting task in itself. The first Blade with Wesley Snipes is an absolute classic. To me, it's one of the best superhero films of all time. It's the film that truly kicked off the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Like, I know technically Iron Man was that film. I think that came out in 2008. But Blade is that OG superhero film that I feel once again really kicked things off. What made Blade 1 great? Rated R. A film doesn't have to be rated R to be good, but when you have a character that needs a rated R vehicle, it freaking matters. I mean, look at the X-Men films, the original Fox films. They were just completely watered down, hokey, cheesy, no depth, no like real adult themes like that. Once Marvel started to implement, you know, adult content and themes in superhero films, it just like raised the bar. And I've talked about this before. There's certain characters, you have to do them rated R. Moon Knight, Punisher, Ghost Rider, Blade, Wolverine, Daredevil. You can't water down these characters and make them PG-13 for a buck, you know, for ticket sales, more box office sales. Because it's a disservice to these characters and you're ruining them. But back to the new Blade. Yeah, I mean, just trying to trump or make a movie just as good as the first Blade. I mean, that's a big enough task as it is. Wesley Snipes not being back. I mean, I could kind of understand it because they want to like reboot things. They want somebody younger to like carry the franchise going forward. But at the same time, if you saw Wesley Snipes in Coming to America 2, I mean, it do look great. He looked like he barely aged. He looked awesome. And when I saw him in that film, I was like, damn, man, like, he could still play Blade. And it would sell crazy tickets. I mean, that alone would bring in fans, like new fans and old fans in. Wesley Snipes back? Are you kidding me? Wesley right now, I don't know what's going on with him. I hope he's healthy. I hope he's okay. He looks really thin for his build. He normally is like, you know, a middle-sized guy, in shape, muscular. And maybe it's a diet thing. When people get older, they tend to drop down in weight for health reasons. Understandable. You can't be jacked forever. You know what I mean? So maybe it's on purpose. And, you know, when you get assigned a role, like a physical role, I mean, you're going to lift weights and get in shape again. For people that don't work out, like, they don't understand this. Like, you're not going to walk around buffed and jacked 24/7, 365. You have to work hard for that. And some people, they take a break. They get tired of working out. It's a lot of work. And it's like a cycle. You get back in shape, you get buff again. So maybe Wesley's taking a break, you know? But certainly, like, if he gets in shape, I think he could definitely still play Blade. I think that's another issue, trying to sell the public on Mahershala Ali as Blade. Now, I like him as an actor. I'm not sure if he could play Blade. Maybe he might kill it, but a lot of people associate Blade with Wesley Snipes, the same way they associate Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., Wolverine with Hugh Jackman, Thor with Chris Hemsworth. Some people just kill the role and like they're forever that character. And it's like, yes, I understand. All good things come to an end eventually. You have to get somebody younger to play the role if you want to keep, you know, making these films with these characters. Totally get it. But with Blade, I think they could have still brought Wesley in. And then the other thing on Marvel is they're juggling with wokery, making things super PC and friendly for everyone, and just flat out good, gritty, true to the characters. So they're doing like this song and dance. They don't know what the hell to do. They're trying to just like appease certain groups, which is cool. I mean, I understand you want to give people characters to root for. You want to try not to purposely overly offend people. I get it. But at the same time, you can't get too carried away with that. I think there's a shift in the tide. I think that people are getting sick to death of the woke bullshit already. I know I am. And I'm sure for seeing that, this channel and this video is not going to get much views now. Because, let's be real, that's a real thing. But I got to tell it like it is. I'm sick of the woke shit. So I think that's another issue with Marvel. You know, ever heard the term go woke, go broke? Well, they're kind of feeling that. I mean, how many movies are failing now? TV shows like She-Hulk, I don't think did well, but I don't know if that was because of like the PC woke nonsense. She-Hulk was okay. DC's kind of dealing with the same thing, but they have a whole other mix of problems on that side. But yeah, Blade looking like a train wreck. Not expecting much. Definitely don't expect it to be better than the original. Willing to give it a shot. I'm going to give Mahershala Ali a shot, but switching directors, redoing the script multiple times, delays, it's not looking good. But you guys let me know in the comment section, what do you think about Blade being delayed multiple times, issues with the writing, the script being redone, the swapping of directors? Do you have high hopes for the film? Do you think it's going to live up to the original? Do you think it's going to be better than the original? What are your thoughts, guys? What are your thoughts? Thanks for watching the segment. I'll catch you all on the next one.